This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 5th of April. For the most part, the Counts had the better of the Students on the opening day of the 2013 county season, only it heading me with the Professionals posed serious problems. However, even they ended on top thanks to a lower order rally. Ironically, it was former Yorkshire seam bowler Jamie Lee who posed the problems, as he caused his old side to slip embarrassingly to 65 for 7 after being asked to bat. Fortunately, Gary Bounce was on hand to stave off humiliation, hitting a mature century and adding 156 for the 8th wicket with a dogged Ryan side bottom. Yorkshire were eventually all out for 244, with Lee wrapping things up to end with 7 for 45 from 14.1 overs. Leeds Bradford MCCU then closed in their reply on 40 for 3, as new signing Jack Brooks took a brace of wickets. Durham piled up 426 for 9 against Durham MCCU. Ben Stokes bounced back from his chastening winter by striking 111 off 140 balls, while Scott Borthwick fell agonisingly to the last ball of the day for 99. The Students had started well after being denied first use of the Chester Street pitch and reduced Durham to 40 for 3. However, Stokes added useful stands with Dale Benkenstein, Michael Richardson and Phil Mustard. Borthwick then took over and shared further partnerships with Mustard and Graham Onions. Cambridge MCCU limped 20 for 4 at stumps on day 1 at Fenners. Tymal Mills took 3 wickets in 5 overs as they lost their top 4 following Essex's declaration at 328 for 5. Mark Pettini hit 100 not out of 142 balls in Essex innings as they recovered well following the early loss of Rob Quiney to Matt Salisbury, who emerged as the pick of the host attack with 3 for 64. There were 50s also from Tom Wesley, James Foster and Greg Smith. Cardiff MCCU closed on 33 for none after Glamorgan had declared at 275 for 7. The home side lost Gareth Rees early, but Will Bragg and Ben Wright both hit half centuries. Rees shared 101 for the second wicket with Stuart Walters, while Wright also added 101 with Jim Allenby for the 5th wicket. Jonathan Denning and David Phillips were the picks of the Cardiff attack, with 2 wickets each. Tom Milne struck twice as Oxford MCCU reached stumps at 2 for 2 after Warwickshire declared 293 for 9. Baron Chopra departed early to Ben Kemp, but Ian Westwood and William Porterfield added 77 for the second wicket. Jim Troughton then hit a determined 52 before Tim Ambrose and Milne joined him in passing 50 by adding 112 for the 5th wicket as the bowlers tired. South Africa-born Cornelis Bodenstein and Indian-born Sammy Argavel ended with 3 wickets apiece for Oxford. And the opening day of the match between Sussex and Loughborough MCCU was abandoned without a ball bowled due to rain and sleet at Hove. Sean Irving has signed a new 3-year contract with Hampshire, which will take him through until the end of the 2016 season. Zimbabwe-born Irving flirted with a return to international cricket for the 2011 World Cup, but eventually withdrew at the 11th hour. His loyalty has now been rewarded. 2016 will be his 12th season with Hampshire.